True Thomas lay on Huntly bank, a wondrous sight there he did see. Oh, there he saw a lady bright come riding down by the elden tree. Her skirt was of the grass green silk, her mantle of the velvet fine. At every strand of her horse's mane hung 50 silver bells and nine. True Thomas, he pulled off his cap and bended low down on his knee. Oh, hail thy mighty Queen of Heaven, thy peer on earth I never did see. Oh no, Thomas, she said, that name does not belong to me. I am the Queen of Fair Elfland, and I have come here to visit thee. Harp and cup, Thomas, she said, harp and cup along with me. And if you dare to kiss my lips, sure of your body I will be. Betide me weal, betide me woe, that fate shall never daunt me. Then he has kissed her rosy lips all underneath the elden tree. Now you must come with me, she said, True Thomas, you must come with me. And you must serve me 7 years, through weal, through woe, as chance may be. She mounted on her milk-white steed, she's taken True Thomas up behind. And I, whenever her bridle rang, the steed flew swifter than the wind. Oh, they rode on and farther on, the steed rode swifter than the wind, until they reached a desert wide, and living land was left behind. Lie down now, True Thomas, and lean your head upon my knee. Abide and rest a little space, and I will show you wonders three. Oh, see you not yon narrow road, so thick beset with thorns and briars? That is the path of righteousness, though after it but few inquire. And see you not that broad, broad road that lies across the lily leaven? That is the path of wickedness, though some do call it the road to heaven. And see you not that bonny road that winds about the ferny brae? That is the road to Fair Elfland, where thou and I this night must go. But Thomas, you must hold your tongue, whatever you may hear or see. And if you speak a word in Elfin land, you're not returned to your own country. Oh, they rode on and farther on, they waded rivers above the knee, and they saw neither sun nor moon, but they heard the roaring of the sea. Oh, it was dark with no starlight. They waded red blood to the knee for all the blood that shed on earth runs through the springs of that country. And when they came to a garden green, she pulled an apple from a tree. Take this for your wage, she said. It will give you a tongue that will never lie. My tongue's my own, true Thomas said. A goodly gift you would give to me. I never thought to buy or sell at fair or tryst where I may be. I'll neither speak to prince or peer, nor ask of grace from fair lady. Now hold thy peace, the lady said, for as I say, so it must be. He's gotten a coat of the even cloth, a pair of shoes of the velvet green, till 7 long years were past and gone. True Thomas on earth was never seen. When 7 long years were past and gone, the sun blinked fair on hill and stream, and Thomas lay on Huntley Bank like one of